Blog Talk Radio.
Every day I need an ounce and a half. SP, the only flow that you know, with a bounce and a half. Listen, kid, I need a mountain of cash so I can roll up, hop in the whip and like bounce to the ab. I get high cause I'm in the hood, the guns is around. To take a blunt just to ease the pain and humble me now. And I'd rather roll something up, cause if I'm sober, dog, I just might flip, grab my guns and hold something up. I get high as a kite, I'm in the zone all alone. Motherfucker, case I'm dying at night. So I roll them up, back to back, fat as I could. You got beef, the Styles P, I come to slatter the hood. Every day, every night. Yo, I smoke like a chimney. Matter of fact, I smoke like a gun. When a killer sees his enemy, I smoke like Bob Marley did. Add to that, that I smoke like the hippies did back in the 70s. Fit with the finishing touch. Get this, that I'ma finish you before I finish the Dutch. I get high like the birds in the plains. I get high when bullets hit faces after words exchange. I get a rush off the blood on the walls. You understand, like the M5 pedal when it's touching the floor. I get high cause fuck it, what's better to do? And I'ma never give a fuck cause I'm better than you. Every day, every night. I'ma smoke till my lungs collapse. I'm from an era where niggas cause terror over guns and crack, where dollar bill is powerful. I smoke weed cause time seems precious and I know what an hour do. High for a living, got to ride for a living with my real gangster niggas that'll die for a living. Shit, I get as high as I could, cause if you see things like I see things, I'ma die in the hood. Motherfucker, understand it's full surface to you. I don't smoke the weed if it ain't purple or blue. And you can name any rapper, if you want he could die. This is SP dumping in you, bitch, I get high. Every day, every night.
Peace from Black Power Family. Welcome to another episode of Through the Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot. We are here on our Talk Black Day Me Tuesday episode. And we're honored to have in our midst special guest by special request. We got Smoking Bull Rich on CEO. Tariq Bey in the building. Phone number to call in 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. Let Because my honor and privilege at this time is to some present to others. Smoking Real Rich on CEO. Tariq Bey is in the building. Peace to you, brother.
Peace, peace, peace. What's going on with you, bro?
Hey, man, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So we begin, you know, here with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you'd like to introduce yourself to the family, and we can get started.
All right, cool, cool, cool. Yeah, so my name is Tariq Bey. I am the founder of Smoke and Grow Rich, the Smoke and Grow Rich Tour. We made history earlier this year. We took a group of entrepreneurs, African Americans. We took them to Denver, Colorado, gave them a tour of provide them access to growth facilities in the cannabis space, dispensaries. We set them out with counselors and consultants to help set up the various cannabis businesses across America, man. So we just wanted a way to help get minorities to the game, because we're definitely underrepresented in this space, the legal space.
Right.
I mean, you know,
right.
We pretty much know the underground black market. I mean, that's you know, we basically were the underground kings of that, but you know, we paid a terrible price for that. You know
right.
What I'm saying? So now that we're in a situation where cats is making billions of dollars, for us not to be represented, that's a travesty. You know what I mean? So I couldn't let that ride. So
right.
We started the Smoke and Grow Rich Tour to help us get into the game, and that's what we've been doing.
Mm. Yeah, that's definitely interesting. If we could even go back to like the whole thing with the pipeline that was happening with the indigenous people, Standing Rock, that whole situation, you know, from some other research that I did and talking with some people out there, it really didn't have much to do with the pipeline. It had everything to do with the land that these indigenous people of this land were going to use to grow. You see what I'm saying? And have their own private contract security forces to secure their land. So I think like that whole world situation was kind of like smoke and mirrors. You see what I'm saying? In regards to, you know, what they were really protesting for out there. And you had the whole situation standing with Standing Rock. And I think that the folks with Standing Rock had another agenda.
What's it called?
Standing Rock? Yeah, you had that whole thing going on in what is it? South Dakota, down there in them areas right there, just in regards to growing. So what has been your experience, you know, navigating these treacherous waters in regards to trying to get a foot in the door, so to speak, you know, with our people in this regard?
Yeah. So, you know, after we did that first tour, you know, they had a wonderful time. It was 420, good experience. Well, at the end of the tour, when it came down to how do we actually do it, well, that's where we ran into the issue. Because to get into the cannabis space, the barrier entry is real high.
Right.
You gotta have, like some states, man, just the application, 10 to 20,000 dollars. You know what I'm
right.
saying? That's just to apply. Then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? You can't have no felonies. Then on top of that, you gotta have some states requiring you to have $2-3 million in the bank liquid. You know what I mean? So automatically that disqualified a whole lot of people from getting into it. So we found that to be an issue. But what ended up happening was We learned about the 2018 Farm Bill, signed by Donald Trump. Now, what that farm bill did was it made it legal to sell or to grow and sell, manufacture industrial hemp on a federal level. So, and when we heard about this, we like, yo, hold on, man. It's something else going on, something else in the air. So, for those of who don't know, the hemp game right now, you start to see these CBD companies popping up. Because mm-hmm. everybody on this hemp game.
Right.
People get farmers right now, farmers getting about, you know, averaging 60,000 to 100,000 an acre growing hemp. You know what I mean? So, That's the new wave. So we look at it like this: the barrier entry to get into the hemp game is not like the marijuana state. All you practically need is a license from the state and the land to grow it. You know what I mean? So that comes down to having the land to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Getting back to the land.
Right.
So land ownership is what we pushing for 2020. You gotta get you some dirt and. You got to get you some dirt to take part of this room. Get you some land. Get you some dirt. Learn how to grow this plant. Learn the different uses of it. Become scientists. You know, learn how to, you know, hell, CBD is just one thing you can do. You can make, you know, hempcrete. You can build houses out there. You can build
right.
cars with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Clothes and all that. So my thing is land ownership. That's key. You know what I'm saying? Even you take our story back to slavery, you know, when we were so-called free, I mean, everybody celebrates Juneteenth. You know what I mean? That's when, we, you know, the slaves in Galveston, they heard the message that, yeah, we was free. And they celebrate Juneteenth as a holiday towards that. But that story, man, you know, you could take that all the way back prior to Juneteenth. It was January 12th, 1865. That's when in Savannah, Georgia, you know, that's when the United States gave up reparations to black people. And that was in the form of the 40 acres and the mule that everybody hear about. Because the first thing they asked our ancestors, man, you know, we done shitted on you for 400 years. You know, y'all been working this land. So, you know what I'm saying? What is it that you need to make this happen? And our ancestors told them, look, man, we've been working this agriculture thing. We've been working this land for 400 years. Ain't nobody going to outgrow us. We know this. This is what we know how to do. We don't need nothing else. Just give us some land and some tools. We can take it from there. So that's where, you know, they asked for the 40 acres and the mule because our ancestors knew. Without land, if you don't own no land, you don't own nothing. You can't make nothing happen without no land. So that's what's supposed to have happened. You know what I mean? But as we know, they gave it, and they took it back right after Lincoln was assassinated. So we was back in the same boat with no land. But, you know, we still have families throughout the South, you know, because we got into the sharecropping thing after that. You know, we got to the sharecropping thing. Some of us had land, you know what I mean, but couldn't maintain the land because of the high taxes and the crops that we was growing wasn't paying a whole lot of money. It was hard to compete against the white farmers. So a lot of us moved back to the cities. Left the land alone, you know what I mean? We start losing acres and acres and acres of our land. So now we at the point now where we need to reclaim that land that we've been losing, or the land that we still retain. We need to take that land, you know, put it into, you know, we can put it into a trust or whatnot, and start growing this plant and start paying up the taxes, start using that money to build up low communities. We got to go back to the agriculture. That's what we do. We were the top agriculture producers in this country. You know, prior to us being so-called free, we was growing four major crops. It wasn't just no cotton pickers. Nah, it was cotton, tobacco, rice, and hemp. We were growing hemp back then. You know what I mean? Because prior to 1937, hemp was legal, and it was a staple crop. Man, it's called industrial hemp. They call it industrial hemp for a reason, because you use that to run the whole industry with. You know what I mean? So, yeah, land ownership, man, that's what we need to be at, man. Got to get back to it. 40 acres in a tractor. Give me 40 acres in a tractor, you can change your whole You can change the whole story. That's reparations. We can take this shit back. We can start building our communities back. We got money now. We be economically viable. It ain't gonna be easy, but yo, we gotta start somewhere. So 2020 need to be, yo, I need to get me some land. I need to get me a license to grow this. You know what I mean? I need to learn how to grow this plant, the different things I can use with this plant. I need to take that money, reinvest it, grow my farm some more, buy some more land. And now if I want to get into the cannabis space, you got the bread to do that. So that's what Smoke and Grow Rich about. You know what I'm saying? Get into this game. If you don't know how to get land, you know, we can show you how to do that. We can show you how to get a land, get a house with the land, show you how to grow it. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta put in the work. And ain't none of this shit free. You know what I mean? You gotta invest in yourself. It takes dough to make bread. You know what I mean? So people gotta get out that fancy thinking you're not gonna spend no money. Don't think you're about to hop into this hemp game, make you millions of dollars without spending some bread. It take you about $15,000 per acre just to plant this stuff. You know what I mean? So this is some of the stuff that we're dropping with the Smoke and Grow Rich tour. We come to different cities. We tell people the game. We teach you to it. You know, we got a consultant services. We plug you with the right people. I mean, the whole shebang. That's where we at with it, bro.
So what about that initial investment in regards to hemp after the land? What does it look like after, you know, say some folks got together and say, okay, we got 5 acres and we want to grow hemp. Like, so what's the next steps in the process?
I mean, so it depends on where you locate, where the land located. You know what I'm saying? Some states, I think right now, 25 states have a hemp program. You know what I mean? It's federally legal, but the feds leave it up to the states to map out their particular program. You know what I mean? So, like for instance, in North Carolina, that's what we're more stronger than North Carolina. North Carolina right now, we rank number 5. The Tar Heels, we rank number 5 in the country as far as hemp production right now. You know what I mean? So that program has been around a couple of years. They're familiar with it. You know, it's expanding, it's growing. We got license in this state. You know what I mean? So if a person did not have a hemp license, you know, we could work out a partnership arrangement where, you know, they would come in, be able to grow up under our license the first year. And, you know, we would split the profits, come up with some type of split. But like I said, it depends on where you at. I would start off with a minimum of 5 acres, you know. For hemp, you can get, if you're not spacing properly, you know, 2,000 plants per acre. You know what I'm saying? So if you got 5 acres, let's do the math, that's about, what's that, that's 10,000 plants. So with hemp, since this the CBD, if you're going for CBD, that's coming from a female plant. So you don't want to grow that from seed. You want to grow them from clones, the genetics. So we'll provide the genetics, make sure it's compliant, meaning that, you know, the difference between hemp and marijuana is the THC count. So the THC count for industrial hemp has to stay within the federal limits of 0.3%. So we make sure our genetics is under that 0.3% threshold, but our CBD content will be high. You know, you're talking about 15 to 22% CBD. That's like top quality bud. You know what I mean? So you'll have that, those access to those clones. Clones can run you anywhere from $5 to $7 a clone. You know, so you just do the math. You're doing an acre. Let's say we do an acre, but at $5 a clone. That's 2,000 plants times 5. It's $10,000. That's just on your genetics. You see what I'm saying? Then now you got to factor in your labor, irrigation, stuff like that. That's why I say it can cost up to $15,000 an acre. But on the flip side of that, you know, if you're selling off of biomass, you know, you can get, you know, and you're getting $50 a pound. $40 to $50 a pound just for the biomass. There's other aspects of getting paid, but just being simple right now. So that means you're getting 50 times 2,000. You know what's that? 100,000. So you know you're getting $100,000 for that 10 or 15 that you put in there. So, you know, you're still eating good. That, like I said, there's other ways to get paid, but that's in a nutshell. So do a project like that, you know, people have to pool their resources, get the land, come up with that upfront money to pay for the consultant service, to pay for somebody to show you, to give you a farm plan, to show you what you need to be growing, how to grow it, and then how to actually harvest it and sell it. So, you know, you factor all that in, but that's the game in a nutshell. That's what we do at Smoke and Grow Rich. We help people get into the game.
All right. So as far as these tours that you had a couple of tours thus far. Are there any slated things that you could speak about in regards to upcoming tours to the States? And what has the navigation process been now with the focus going into 2020 to acquiring land and on the hemp side? You see what I'm saying? What is that process?
Yeah, so right now, like I said, man, you're not shooting no fantasy to people thinking you're going to hop into this marijuana space. It takes a lot of money, a lot of resources that people may not have. So we're guiding people. We're standing towards this hemp thing. It's easy to get in. So, if you got land, you want to get into this game, then you would basically, you know, you reach out to us. We'll talk, see if you're right fit, help you get your license in that particular state, and then come up with a plan for you. As far as the tours go, the tours are going. We got a tour that we're scheduling actually in December. This is going to be a hemp farm tour. Scott the farm with his sister. They got a situation going on in Asheville, North Carolina, where they will be able to see, since it's December, we're not outside. It's going to be an indoor situation. They'll get to see the greenhouses, how the plant is produced from seed to sale. They'll see the extraction process, how they actually be able to extract the medicine off these plants. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we'll have a session where they get to talk to one of our master growers who's been and featured in Hemp Magazine, you know, Black Farmer of the Years when it comes down to growing this stuff, man. So we're putting that together. That's going to be in December. We probably have the flyers and everything coming out in the next couple of days, but that's what that's going to be. If people want us to come, if you want us to bring the show to you, bring it on the road, and, you know, you can reach us to us, you can book us. You know, like I said, we'll bring the show on the road, man, because 2020 is right upon us. You know what I'm saying? You got it. This is the time. Come May, you got to have something in the ground to make money coming up in 2020, man. So you got time. If you need to raise your funds and get your credit in order, you know, we got programs to help you do that. You know, get your credit scores up, help you with your business credit. We got a program that you can even, if you got bad personal credit, we can help you out, get your business credit right. Then you can use your business credit to purchase things like your seeds, your genetics, and help get your farm together, man. But so it ain't no excuse, man, if you start right now. If you're really hungry, you want to take advantage, and you're not on no bullshit, this is the time to make it happen. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we ain't got time to convince you. We're just a messenger. We letting you know what's going on. We practicing what we preaching, you know what I mean? So don't be looking at us at the end of 2021. When we doing our thing, like, damn, you know, we should have hopped in with them boys. But that's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? It's real right here. It's right here. This is the time to take control of your destiny. Get into agriculture, man. That's what our people do. We grow shit. They had to kidnap us. They had to steal our land. We was over there just to make us grow this shit. So why not grow for ourselves and make money?
All right. That's the move right there. Asheville, that's a little far from me. It ain't too far, but it's a little far. I'm in Fayetteville, so it's like a couple hours drive and shit. So I need to get with you and see what's going on.
Yeah, North Carolina's going to be popping, baby. Now, Georgia about to open up. South Carolina already open. Georgia going to be open. So, I mean, you got all this. We in the heart of this. All the food come from the damn South, man. We grow everything down here. You know, we got the perfect climate. You know, they popping off in Colorado, but shit, they can only grow one time out there for that cold hit them. You know what I mean? So we got the perfect climate down here. You throw some greenhouses up, you can really get it popping. I mean, flour right now in North Carolina, hell, shit, going, it's selling for $500 a pound. Smokable CBD flour. You know what I mean? So if you got, you grow, you grow you 100 plants in the greenhouse, you getting $500 a pound. You know what I'm saying? You're getting about 2 pounds a plant. I mean, you do the math. That's 200 pounds to 500 every 4 months. You know what I'm saying? So the opportunity is here. People got to take advantage of
it. Well, I don't want to hold you too much longer. You know what I'm saying? You done gave up enough game and enough interest in regards to the opportunity. You see what I'm saying? You put the information out there. You out here, you active, you making things happen. You got a strong team with you. So if you got any acknowledgement, shout outs, closing remarks, anything you want to plug before we get up out of here. And, you know, hopefully as we get closer towards, you know, say in December, if you want to come back through, promote, or even after the fact, you want some people to call in and, you know, talk about their experience or whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? These doors is always open to you.
No doubt, man. Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. Yeah, but, you know, the only thing I got to say, man, is listen, man, just hop into the game. Follow us on Instagram at Smoke and Grow Rich Tours. And then we got a Facebook page, too. I think it's Black Farmers 2020. Follow Black Hemp Farmers 2020. I believe that's the if I'm not correct, but yeah, definitely check us out on the Instagram. The reason you want to check us out on the Instagram is because that's where we post everything, man. We show you, you can see the tours, you can see everything that we're doing. We use the social media as a behind the scenes look at what it takes to put this together. Because yeah, I don't think it's gonna be all glamorous. If you run in the farm, you growing some shit, that's labor. You got to be out there every day. This is a plant that you got to take care of. You got to understand marketing. You got to understand distribution. You got to understand processing. If you don't, then you got to connect with people that understand this stuff, man. So follow us on Instagram. If you want us to come bring this game to you, collect, get a group of your friends, families together. If you want us to come out, we make it real affordable for you. It's $2,500. We'll do a little seminar, pay the $2,500, take care of our traveling expenses. We're there. Get a group of people together. Get your family. Get your cousin who got land sitting there ain't doing nothing with it. You get the communities together. And we have these community sessions, and we tell you how to get into the game. Because if you don't get into the game, you're going to miss out. And you're going to start to see all the lands going to start getting snatched up. They're already starting to buy. Land out here is cheap. You understand? But now you understand people getting all this type of money for growing this plant. People going to start snatching up this land. People, if you're behind on your taxes, you got land somewhere in the South, and you're sitting there and it's been a burden to you, holler at us. We can make it happen. We can turn that into some money for you and your family. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that's the game, man. All
right, my brother, I'll be in touch. You know what I'm saying? Do what you need to do. So, and also for this program right here, if you want to download it, upload it, chop it up, or whatever the case may be, you know, you can do so and use it as marketing tools. You see what I'm saying? In regards to what you're doing.
Yeah, no doubt, man. We definitely use this again.
All right.
Okay, bro.
All right, peace.
All right, peace.
All right. Shout out to our brother, Tariq Bay, Smoke and Grow Rich Tours. Make sure y'all get in contact with him, book him. He put out his information on how to reach him. Tomorrow we got Warrior Wednesday, Black Survivor Die, training with the National Minister of Defense of the Black Lives Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense on the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. Be in the building, Minister King Summit Shabazz, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, we got a special guest by special request, Thinking Out Loud Thursday, special edition on y'all Hallows Eve, since y'all going to be running around with y'all mask on out here, tricking and treating. We got a special treat for y'all. We got Warrior Sister coming through, multifaceted, entrepreneur, this mastermind is really, really going to be phenomenal. Our sister Sabrina Davis will be in the building 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Special edition, Thinking Out Loud Thursday. You don't want to miss that show. She's a wealth of information. She got the skills to pay the bills to make it real. You understand? So it's going down this Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Friday and Saturday, y'all know I'll be with my brother Killer Season. It's going down. We got some hip-hop to discuss, some old school and some new school. So I'll be in the building for that. And this Sunday, we got Golden Opportunity Sunday with Sister Issa Rae and friends. So that's going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal joint right there. So with that, say peace, love, black power, and we out of here.
Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. 'Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like God or the planet, ruler, mother of the earth. Birth man from your womb, God bless you for the hurt. Beauty of the definition of it all, shit. My empress of the moon, crown glory I sit. My night turn to day when you come around me. You hold a brother down and make me feel okay. You ain't got to be a supermodel, slim figure. I love you as you are, you could be a little bigger. I can see your light shining bright from within. I can see divinity, I see it in your grin. Ain't nothing like a woman dressed in pretty brown skin. Picture perfect goddess to the world, you a 10. Heaven in your eyes, thick thighs, big hips. A heart full of gold, pretty feet, wide hips. I love the way you talk, hear the words of an angel. Keep your head high, never let the world change.
Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. 'Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a head roller, finger snapping, love you out of toe. Dedicated loving, I'm just showing gratitude. I love the way you walk, love your talk, love it all. I love your imperfections and all your little flaws. Your mispronounced words being heard so beautiful. I just wanna kiss you from your head to your cuticles. Take your heels off, let your back rest, girl. I can give a hell about your flat chest, girl. You ain't gotta be what others say that you ought to be. Every man was born from a woman, you were part of me. Hair did, nails did, love it when they ain't. Give me good love and make a brother just bang. You ain't got to wear weave, you get rockin' natural. Take your perm out, still pretty, that's factual. Bad to the phone, got a throne for you to sit. You my number one song, going gold, you ain't nothing like a woman.
One time for the ladies in the place. Ain't nothing like a woman. I just smile every time I see your face. Ain't nothing like a woman. One time for the queens, Mother Earth. Ain't nothing like a woman. 'Cause a real man puts women first. Ain't nothing like a light-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a brown-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like a dark-skinned woman. Ain't nothing like an overweight woman. Got something I can hold on to. I just wanna put a hold on you. Ain't nothing like a good-looking woman. Ain't nothing like a good-cooking woman. Ain't nothing like you.
You can't see it 'cause you recognize my chain hang for Ogun. That bling is lit, I'm in tune. That high John is in the air, boy. That smoke fills up that room. I'm consumed. I laugh at y'all. Grant my people with good health. Don't talk about it, but I live it, boy. You grant my folks with plenty wealth. I walk the path of that shoe. Then I recite no jewel. Two mouths up and two mouths down. Got balance made in my fuel. Oh, yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Aubrey Miller, give me purpose. Power down, I share. Throw my OB through my head. Power down, I share. Read my old dude, eat by daily. Power down, I share. Egun got me. Aubrey got me. Olavrun got me. Saoru got me. Ebo got me. Ajuban got me. Babawa got me. Iyawa got me. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. Ile monkey, yo, ile monkey, yo, ile monkey, yo, aki, yeah. I am the sun in the morning. Still, I feel like a June. Holy prayer in the morning. Hands up all around. Four pots for a goon goon. See my grits in the room room. Throw the shells to the plate. Menchi and Della goon goon. Five chains on my neck. The ele gates they reflect. Y'all speak Oye cool. Translation as death. Sprinkle a little IJ. I'll have room for my E.E. Ray. Akina Moran, I'm blowing my hand. I'm pitching the sand. Whoa! Please the OB, stand with my Ile Izoki. Warrior type, I'm like a trophy. Shango power, come approach me. That's thunder, for the spirit I conjure. Wake them up from their slumber, right? You just call my number. Oh yeah, bring your winds to change. Power down, I share. Aubrey Miller, give me purpose. Power down, I share. Throw my OB through my head. Power down, I share. Read my old dude, eat by daily. Power down, I share. Egun got me, Aubrey got me, Olavrun got me, Saoru got me, Ebo got me, Ajuban got me, Babawa got me, Iyawa got me. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. I go OB, I go OB, I go OB, yo. Ile monkey, yo, ile monkey, yo, ile monkey, yo, aki,
among men, rhymes messianic blood dripping from my pen. Child of the sun, souls in a mist, channel spirits with my drum. Sankoma in the forest, healing in the wings of the great god Horus. Spear in the shield, kneel to the great souls praying on the hill. My cloak made a sheet, my words shift nerves to together when I speak. I'm Malcolm X on a beat when I teach, raise the dead from the sleep, walk with me. Healing crystals in my ring, coronated by the people, crown king, who am I? The Alpha and Omega, my name in the book of life, scribbled in a ledger. Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything, Shaka Zulu. Cause I'm a curvy, soldiers for the line, yellow, Huru. Black face, black stab, black man, spook to your rubu. Shaka Zulu. Bum, 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 bum. On the scales of my eyes, hope the feather don't rise, curse Ammon. My throne in the middle of the sky, dwelling flesh, I'm disguised, goddammit. Command a djinn with my tiger's eye, never die, kiss me in a whirlwind carving. Cause I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy, bang Bob Marley. I walk with the lion, standing tall on Mount Zion, sick 'em. Watch stars like the Dogon, Malay swore chief on my Hogan, yes! Poke holes in your voodoo doll, jungle man known as a Zulu child, dig it! break your tents and merge. Smoke covering my hut, what a blur. Ah, Shaka-Zulu. Lord of love, king of kings, ruler over everything, Shaka-Zulu. Cousin Yamakazi, soldiers for the line, yellow Uru. Black face, black stab, black man, fool to your Urugu. Shaka-Zulu. Bum, 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 bum.